This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Hey everybody, Murph here with a big announcement. We are going to be wrapping up Eldermorn in November. There are 3 episodes left in the campaign, so 2 weeks from now, you are going to be hearing the finale, and we've got a big, thick sode planned for you. We're thinking about possibly doing a Saturday release for the last episode of the month, but we will let you know next week when our plans are finalized. We might do another stream, another listen-along, like we did for last campaign, but we will let you know. You guys can also check out nadpod.com/live, because we've got a bunch of live shows coming up at the beginning of the year. We'll plug them at the end of the episode here, so check that out, nadpod.com/live, and enjoy the episode, because there's only 3 left. On with the show. Welcome to the campaign after the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast. Welcome back to Eldermorn, everybody.
Eldermorn!
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Kicking butt with an exposed nut, Henry Hogfish.
Oh,
I've been waiting a long time.
I wish
to say
I
that.
Did an exposed nut rhyme.
It just still time. Shouldn't be that red.
Emily Axford.
Getting hot. Gory for the glory of Leonora's story. Fia Boginio.
With an exposed nut.
With an exposed nut.
And with the most exposed nuts of all, Caldwell Tanner.
I made everyone truck nuts. For your pants. Keeping it plain, because I'm feeling deranged. It's Zerk Vervain, and I'm going to cause pain to the prophet Cain.
Yeah, baby. We should get truck nuts for the phantom steed.
Truck nuts for everyone, I say.
Speaking of truck nuts, don't know what that means. Let's go ahead and do a little recap.
Beep, beep. That's me honking
all
the nuts.
All aboard right. The recap express. Put on your truck nuts.
Click, click.
Last time.
I absolutely picture like a pair of earrings made by 2 sets of truck nuts.
Oh, no.
Last time.
Check out the shop.
Last time, the third mates did battle with the dreaded green tweens and executed brutal revenge.
Yay!
During the fight, you learned from Walter Madison that... that they had trapped Leonora in a book and hidden her under the floorboards. But before you could free her, the Green Tween Tower was surrounded by sentient flowers. After presenting the head of Bunt, you befriended Sir Captain Teeny Petals, who aided you in freeing Leonora. Once freed, the Spring Fairy took you on a journey through Hank's past. We learned that Hank was once on a ship's crew with Alette, a different iteration of Serenesis, and old Henry watched with regret as she was thrown overboard by the crew for being a witch. After, he was shipwrecked and lamented that if he could do it all over again, he would have done it differently. Leonora then appeared and offered him a deal. She'd keep bringing him back until he finally got it right, and he agreed. His subsequent 69 lives,
black them truck nuts,
were all very much the same. until his current life, where his friends have very much brought out the best in him. Arguably, this is the character, not the person.
Via and Zerk play pin the tail on the donkey, but with truck nuts on Mr. Henry.
Yeah, great.
Ow! Knock it off, Via.
These are plus two truck nuts. Be careful.
After your dive into Henry's past, Leonora told you that you'd likely find Arena on the Autumn Ring, where Sienna, the Fairy of Wisdom, guards the crown of Serenesis that would unlock her powers. However, Leonora warned you that on the next ring, Summer, you'd find Callista the Cruel, who would surely try to kill you. Leonora gave you some boons to help you out, then boosted the tower to the Summer Ring. There, you found a vast desert and a set of oddly familiar footprints. Before you can investigate, though, the sun came crashing out of the sky, and that's where we are now.
Oh boy.
That's not supposed to happen. Put it back.
So, you guys are in this desert. The sun has just plummeted, but it quickly begins bouncing up and down. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset. Occasionally, like, strafing side to side as if the sun itself is doing battle. You have these footprints in front of you that match the description of the Prophet Cain. They are hunter's boots by a larger than average human. But before you guys can follow or investigate, Fia, you feel the Guardians of the Grove book at your side begins shaking.
I take it out.
You gonna take that?
Hello? I open it like a phone. Hello?
You open it
like a flip phone.
You open it like a flip phone.
Oh, there is an antenna on the side here.
And you hear way too loud. Definitely not meant to be opened like this. You hear, Little Fang, it's good to see your ear.
You can see my ear right now?
Yes, we're supposed to talk face to face.
Okay, I hold the flip phone now like an iPad, but like a mom who frames herself poorly.
Oh, look at that, both ears now.
And a lot of chin.
You hold the book out, and you see an ink drawing of Batilda.
Cool, love this.
And she had told you guys in the past that when she became your smith that she could essentially do a ritual to be able to speak to you through her book. But you see, she looks serious, and she goes, Little Fang, there's something we need to speak about.
Okay. Absolutely. I take a seat in the sand.
Sweet.
Wait, real quick, can you just like flip the book phone around and show her what's going on?
I try to do a tour of the desert.
Okay.
So this is where we are.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful sunset.
This is a
sunrise.
Trench I've been working on.
Sunset, sunrise, sunset, sunrise. I'm not going to ask questions.
Okay, so what is it?
I can sort of take you into the book. Put you on speakerphone, as it were, because there's a few people that need to speak.
Okay, I have to tell you, it won't be my first time in a book today.
You guys all sit around this book, and you feel yourself drawn in, not unlike when you were with Leonora just now. And you guys enter this strange demiplane. It's as if you're sending messages back and forth between people, but there's an added illusion so that people can kind of speak to each other face to face. You guys are
we all drippy and inky?
Yes. Yeah. You guys are in this like world of aged paper, and everyone is outlined as if they were drawn in ink.
Love this.
You see a group.
I absolutely Fortnite dance.
You Fortnite dance? You see it as a grim scene. It is. People look. It looks like you have just Fortnite danced at like a funeral.
I turn my Fortnite dance into a like opera, pretend like I'm getting rid of dust from the desert. She's, okay, everybody, be serious.
She's
I
doing
think,
a Fortnite
now.
Dirge.
You guys see a group of people are in this strange room with you. You see Batilda. You see Brayden Kenley, the vampire, who is Batilda Smith, and you see Walder, who was the giant skeleton who was previously, when he was alive, he was Kenley's partner. You saw the portrait of him in Kenley's mansion. You guys had successfully removed the curse from him when he was guarding the necrophone in West Precinct when he had just been risen as a horror. He was one of the first blades and told you guys that he might be able to get more information for you if he could find his current self and unlock more memories.
and Batilda had joined him in a trek to the capital to try to accomplish this. Mm. So the last time you saw these guys was in West Precinct. And you see, based on kind of... actually, everybody go ahead and give me insight checks.
Ooh, okay. 19.
11.
24.
Ooh. Okay. I would say that all of you guys, Fia and Hank are a little bit maybe more tuned into this. I think Zerk maybe is a little bit thinking about how cool it is that he's in like a piece of paper right now.
This is incredible. Zerk tries to lick the ink.
Yeah, you lick it. You taste like your own skin.
It is pretty cool. They even got the nut right.
But Fia and Hank and Zerk, even to a certain extent, you see that the mood in here is very tense. And it's the sort of posture of everyone seems like Kenley is kind of ashamed. Walder is mad. And Batilda is kind of being the peacekeeper.
Oh, dear.
And Batilda pipes up and looks at you guys and goes, "We found the new Walder, the body that his soul is currently inhabiting.
Mm-hmm.
It was able to unlock more of his human memories, and he has some things that might be helpful for you."
All right. Yeah, let's hear it, Walder.
And Walder steps forward, this big outline of a skeleton man. Normally would have an aquamarine cloak, but now it's just the outline of a cloak. He looks at you guys and he goes,
"Kenley has misled you."
And he kind of glares over at Kenley, who kind of avoids his eyes.
Uh-oh.
"Though we were together for a great deal of our lives, we split up at the end because of ideological differences. This quest that you are on to save Serenesis is a wild goose chase that will only end in your friend Arena going mad."
Kenley pipes up, holds his hand up, and he goes, "That is not necessarily true." And Walder holds his hand out to say stop, and as if like you get the sense that this has been a tense argument that has been happening for a while that you guys are now being brought into, and Walder goes,
"Enough of your half truths. We have been down this path before. Herodesia and Serenesis are not the only children of the trickster.
Of course,
there was a child of Autumn, a child of Summer. Both came to the mortal realm years after Serenesis, after the banishment of Zelboldar. Both were sought out by Herodesia and Blades alike, and both times they joined their sister in a plot to end humanity. I know this because I banished their souls with my own sword, with the help of my partner, Brayden Kenley."
Gestures to Kenley.
"They begin with good intentions. The children come to our world because the idle pleasure of the grove begins to bore them. They die and are reborn without their memories. They suffer because of humanity's cruelty. The suffering breeds resentment. The resentment allows them to be manipulated. Herodesia finds one way or the other to awaken them, and when she does, something snaps. A rapid change in perspective. The temperament of a human, the outlook of a god. And suddenly, the persecutors cease to be humans with bad motivations, and they become flies, begging to be squashed."
Kenley stands up and goes, "Serenesis is different. The others were manipulated." Walder looks at him coldly and goes,
"It is you who are the manipulator."
And goes and sits down.
"Well, we're more or less used to only half of the information being given to us, so honestly, this isn't that surprising, but what's more pressing is to find out where these other children are and get to them before Herodesia does."
"Walder and I have already taken care of that millennia ago."
"Where did you banish them to?"
You remove them from the cycle?
They are dead. They are dead and gone.
And you think Serenesis is going to meet the same fate as her siblings?
You see Walder and Kenley answer at the same time. Walder says yes. Kenley says no.
Has this happened before, besides with her siblings?
Kenley goes, no. Okay. And that is the point of all of this.
Do we know how Herodesia is able to reclaim her memories?
Well, Herodesia never truly dies. The versions of her that we've encountered, like Moxora, are avatars. Much like when you faced Olwyn, there is another true form of her in a scorched grove to the north. But that is already being dealt with.
Did you scorch that grove?
Me? No, I am not. Do not think for a second that I am not on your side here.
I was only asking if that's where the battle took place in which you banished the other two.
No.
I was not trying to imply anything.
No, this was long ago. Listen, Walder is angry with me because this is all just being rehashed, but we've had this argument before a long time ago. Walder left the Blades, and I stayed. Walder kept his honor, but then he died.
What? What are our choices?
Yes, I have a lot of questions. Can you answer his question about how she changes their memory, or awakens their memory, so I can ask other questions too?
Much in the same way that Arena will be awakened, there is usually some item that can awaken her to an old life, and if that change in perspective is too rapid and there's not something to anchor her to this body, to this being, then she could lose all perspective. But that is why I needed you to go on this quest.
What is it that you see happening? I mean, here's where I stand. I cannot separate Arena from Serenesis. So when we talk about this, I am thinking of her as Arena. I don't want to hide these memories from her. I want her to handle them in a healthy way.
That is all that I'm asking.
Fia, you're the key.
You're the anchor.
You're the thing that connects her to her humanity.
Yes, I was thinking.
The thing that is different about Serenesis is that we can get to her first. And we have you.
And if we get to her first, then we will be telling her the story of what happened to her, you know, a gentler way. And we can just be honest with her and help her, you know, kind of handle it rather than having her be manipulated.
The situation is this. The people of Zelbaldar have been banished. Lost souls gather at the edge of the mortal plane and will overflow if there isn't a god to sort them. The Reaper is gone. The Trickster is gone. There is no one but Serenesis. If she were to awaken by wearing the crown, there is a possibility that she could obtain the knowledge and the power of her old form without losing her perspective. That is the danger with awakening any of the children of the Trickster. As Walder was saying, a very eloquently put point, by the way.
Try to read their faces.
Oh my goodness gracious. These
we really stepped
quarrel.
In the middle of something.
Yeah, you see, Walder just crosses his arms.
What we don't want is the temperament of a human combined with the knowledge and the power of a god. They are different beings entirely. Think about it for a second. If you were to get angry at someone, if their head would just explode. This is what we're dealing with here. And that is why it's so dangerous.
Okay. So she won't be going mad. It's not like she'll be overcome with something. It's that she'll become prey to... May I ask, what happened with Herodesia? You were able to banish the people she manipulated, but never her? It would seem as though getting rid of her would be as effective as trying to help Irina.
Believe me, if we could have beaten her, we would have. She is slippery, and as I said to Zerk, she has a prime body that we did not know about until recently.
She's been able to cheat the cycles by remaining in the grove.
Well, I hate to say this, Walder, I understand where you're coming from, but this is my girlhood friend. I'm going to tell her what happened. I think that is the best chance.
You see, Walder stands up and he goes, I'm not telling you to not tell her what happened. I'm telling you to not give her the crown. And Kenley holds his hand up and he goes, let's not get hasty.
Where is the crown?
The crown is on the next string in Autumn. Sienna, the Autumn Fairy, a fairy of wisdom, will guide you through it.
Without the crown, then Irina can't...
She can't assume her full power.
And she can't free the lost souls.
But the crown can be put on once we've talked through some of this.
There's no strict timeline to this. I think what's different about this equation is that we'll all be there. Time and time again, we've seen cycles broken and disrupted by differences in the equation, elements compounded by other people being there and the support that they give. We have to try this.
You see, Kenley and Walder exchange glances, and off of your guys' insight checks, you see this as being a little bit of a situation of, like, Kenley's a charmer and will kind of play politician to get the things done that he wants to get done, and Walder is, you know, more honorable, but maybe a little bit more of a I'm gonna take my ball and go home kind of person. So it's like you're not getting perfect advice from either of them.
Yeah.
Like, you might not have even had this conversation if not for Walder, but so, Kenley might be right.
Thank you for all the information.
Right.
But our oath is to Irina, and I owe a debt to Alette. So
Mathilde, what do you think?
I think Henry's got the right of it.
Yes.
You swore to me that you would protect Serenesis, but you see she grabs your shoulders, she leans in close, and she goes, but to hell with oaths and tricks and half-truths. Don't worry about Serenesis. Worry about Irina. Protect yourselves, protect her, and you do what you think is best.
Is there any chance that I'm going to have to banish Serenesis from Irina? Is it Serenesis a danger to Irina? Do they even overlap like that, or are they totally one? Because, Batilde, I have to tell you, if I have to choose between the two, it will be Serenesis to go.
You see, there's kind of a moment of silence.
I'm not proud to admit this, but it's the truth.
I think you make the decision that you think is best, Little Fang. And you too, Henry and Zerk.
We'll be there to make sure that you don't have to make a decision alone. And even if you do, if you need to look away, we'll understand.
I appreciate that, but I'm more of a fighter than a looker awayer, so...
Stop flexing at me, jeez!
You'll probably have to fucking fight me.
Your shirt is ripping!
I did come of age, so I got a little bit
looks
stronger.
Looks like you came of age twice, jeez.
Okay, is there anything else that you've retrieved for us that we need to know?
They shake their heads, and Kenley goes, I do want to apologize by not telling you about the other children. I have made promises that have not allowed me to tell you the whole truth. This whole thing is a riddle, and I've been stuck trying to figure it out.
I don't begrudge it to you. I feel as though, I mean, who truly knows fucking everything about the situation?
Yeah, I know jack shit, but now we got
we got
our North Star.
You hear Walder piping up,
and
he goes, if he told you about Serenesis, he could have told you about the others.
I understand what you're saying, but I understand where Kenley came from. Mm.
You guys gotta go work this out.
Yeah.
You guys
gotta work this out.
I'm in for it. for the night.
Kenley. And old grudges die hard. I can tell you, me and Izzy used to get into it. There was one time where I was late to pick her up. And
Late to pick her up? Why couldn't she walk home by herself?
You don't want to do that in West Priestley. I used to have this really cool jacket, and people stayed out of my way on the streets.
I saw this jacket, I'm pretty sure.
Denim? People saw me coming. Yeah, it was denim. Yeah.
Straps?
No straps.
In the book, it had straps.
Oh, gosh. This is just like me and Billy. Just, wow, the stories you could tell.
Go look at the spine. Go look at the spine of that book.
What? Billy? With Billy? Oh,
It's getting real serious.
Wow, good for you.
Henry looks at his fanny pack to see any letters coming back and forth.
Billy got a hay from Zerg the other day.
Sorry, I just... through this thing. There's
like
there's
a couple
four,
hours ago.
Four hays in a row.
You've been holding out on me, man.
This one has three Ys.
Those. No,
they're from you. Jesus.
Okay, all right.
They got stuck on the side of the bag.
They got stuck.
You get one back that's like a new fanny pack. Who's this? But with 100 gold attached to it.
Oh, my God.
What does that mean? Hank, what does that mean? Is that good?
I'm once divorced. I think it's great. All right. You're in, buddy.
Well, we'll let you get back to it.
Before we go, Zerk looks to Brayden and is about to ask him a question about if anyone has come to his castle, but then he bites his tongue and ends the call.
Zerk, with your...
Anyways, Batilde, what? Why did you turn this out?
I think you would be able to tell with your insight check, Zerk, that... Kenley probably would have mentioned it if she went. So she is likely off on the run, as she does. You see, before you guys go, Batilda gathers you guys up kind of away from Walder and Kenley. People working towards the same goal ultimately, but very, very opposed in their way of going about it. And Batilda goes, I know that the nature of the plate and the nature of the trickster has led to a lot of falsehoods and a lot of pain and betrayal. There is room for us to forge a new path. So make your own decisions.
Okay. Let's make one last promise that I'll keep.
Okay.
To protect Arena and to protect each other.
Okay.
I don't think we need a fairy for that one, but Spritel, you're a part of this team, so get in here anyway.
You see Spritel, instead of doing the fairy promise thing, just puts their little hand in the middle.
And Philip, get fucking in here.
Fine, like I give a shit. Instantly is in the middle.
Don't be shy, Spoonie.
Spoonie's animated active. Right now.
Is Spoonie animated?
Yeah, Spoonie flaps over.
Oh my God!
You're all tattooed. What?
Yeah, I got inked up.
Yes. Spoonie. I'm glad to hear you say that because I have to be very transparent. I don't want surprises that I understand the weight of these backed up souls, and I will try my best to make smart decisions, but all I understand right now is protecting Irina. And I don't know what this Serenesis even really means. I would hate to sacrifice someone I know to be good for... I mean, you've seen these fairies. You know, it's like... I don't know if Serenesis, if it's like some sort of occupying spirit, if it will be the same as some of these fairies, which are not necessarily good, not necessarily bad.
I got into this mess because I didn't follow my heart when I knew what the right thing to do was. I'm not going to make the mistake again. I know you're not either.
Okay.
I'm in this because I want to help other people, and if I can't help the people closest to me, then what's the point?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Hands in the middle, fuck the fairies.
Hands in the middle, fuck the fairies.
You guys all put your hands in the middle. You raise him up. Batilda bids you guys goodbye. Gives you a little kiss on the cheek, Fia.
Bye, Batilda.
See you back in the train car, Little Fang.
We'll see you back in the train car. I've kind of done some renovations. You'll like it, though.
You better not have messed with my breeding nook.
Oh, dear.
Breeding nook?
Everyone
Did you say
quick,
breeding
quick,
nook?
Breeding
nook. I saw
it's also a breeding note.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
Well, now there's a lot of hot plates in it, yeah. So I don't know.
Books can be very sexy.
Books can be sexy.
Okay.
You guys are teleported back to the desert, and you see that it seems like barely any time has passed at all. You still see the sun in the distance bouncing up and down.
It's not supposed to do that.
And these footprints below you.
It must not be the actual sun, though, because we would be experiencing some serious gravitational phenomenon.
Really? A setting in the rising sun causes gravitational phenomena?
If it's moving that fast.
Wow, okay.
Before we proceed, seeing Spoonie reminded me I've got a little something for him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, come on back out here, bud.
Seeing those tattoos reminded me. I had an idea I wanted to try. It was something I thought of while I was training in Leonora's book.
Ah.
And I inscribe a little healing rune on the tip of Spoonie's spoon.
Okay. Oh my god, a piercing.
And now Spoonie can cast Cure Wounds.
Whoa.
10 times.
10 times?
Holy shit. That's fucking insane. What spell is that?
It is the spell storing item.
Whoa. Wow. It's, okay.
Yeah. You infuse a spell into either a weapon or a spellcasting focus. I would say to an alchemist, a spoon is a spellcasting focus.
Sure.
And since Spoonie is alive, I believe he could cast it himself.
Yes, he is a tiny servant. I control him as my bonus action, so mm-hmm. then I can use my bonus action to tell him to cast his spell.
Okay. Yes.
Wow.
And this is a second level Cure Wounds.
Damn.
Second.
There's 10 second level Cure Wounds in there?
It's my intelligence modifier times 2.
It's fucking
crazy.
The spoon's more powerful than me.
Insane. Can we say, since the spoon is also controlled by Henry, he could also use his bonus action to command the spoon?
Yeah.
And maybe Zerk could too, because we're kind of all a family.
I will say that your oath of friendship has brought you guys together.
We can all bonus action control the spoon.
Three co-parents of Spoonie.
Yep. Every time we eat a meal, we use one spoon.
It takes a village to raise a spoon.
While you say this, I guess I'm going to do two things. I'll be like, okay, if we're giving gifts, I do have two little gifts just for Zerk. I'm so sorry, Henry. I don't have anything for you.
I need nothing else in the world.
It has to do with spells, and your muscles are your spells, really.
I have everything I could ever want.
That's true. I give you Spoonie. Okay. Mr. Zerk, I've been going through these spells.
Yeah?
And I found two that I think that you could use.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, look at that parchment.
Yes, I wrote them down. One is called Venom Strike, and one is called Trebuchet.
Trebuchet? That sounds kind of like the catapult thing.
Yes,
I do.
Yes, I think one is like a more powerful catapult, and the other is like something that you can do to your gun so that it does a little bit of, you know, you can smear some of your poison on your gun.
Zerk is crouched in a corner already tinkering.
Sweet. Yeah, these are from the spell book that Fia found in Old Zelbaldar, and a couple of them match Zerk's spell casting.
Zerk style one, cool. So I asked Murph and he said yes.
Yes.
Nice. I'll also say, Zerk, we had that montage of you guys inside those like training manuals that Leonora gave you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do some rolls to have been working on the Revivify spell, I would let you.
Ooh, gladly.
Let's say, go ahead and give me 3 tinkering checks.
So that's going to be plus 13. Here's the first one. 22.
Okay.
That's a natural 1.
Yikes. Okay, that's fine.
It's going to blow up every once in a while.
That's fine.
I summoned a zombie real quick. No problem.
You had a wasted day. You did a lot of longhand spell translation and then realized you got something wrong and had to go back.
Mm-hmm. I drank too much coffee and I went around the bend.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, here we go. All right, that's going to be a 27.
27, sweet. With 1 day of study above a 20 and with 1 above a 25, I will say you have gotten Revivify down from a 9th level spell.
Oh.
That is, I think we said as much on the short rest, but mechanically what happened with this Revivify spell that you found is that it's all there. It's just very, very complicated. So it's the equivalent of... You can cast Revivify, but you can only do it if you have a 9th level spell slot. You have knocked 3 levels off of it. It can now be cast as a 6th level spell.
Awesome.
Okay. Fia, I'm going to need you to cast this.
This magic makes no sense to me. I'm sorry. If I had stayed with the Reaper, maybe I could.
It's okay. I think the key to it might be the Awakening Bell, actually. I think I need to reinvestigate that. Mm. There might be a musical element in addition to something involving your momentary stasis. If I could synthesize those in some way, I think maybe I could crack it. I'll keep working.
And then the other thing I wanted to do was I'm going to go to Philip and say, Philip, now don't be jealous because Spoony is now casting spells.
I'm not jealous, I'm just fucking pissed.
Okay.
I'm throwing a ball with Spoony.
Because actually I'm going to give you a little spell to cast on
just
me.
Just a little one?
It's actually a fucking fourth level spell called Stone Skin that I have and I never use on myself, but
okay.
Now you can have it. So I basically use Arcane Abeyance.
Okay.
You cast a spell using a fourth level or lower. You can condense the spell's magic into a gray bead for
Whoa.
1 hour.
Yes.
Ooh. A creature holding this bead can use its action to release the spell within, whereupon the bead disappears. So
you have a stone skin bead.
Yeah, Philip can cast cool. it on
so
someone.
You basically, like a very bad bookmark, he now has a rock inside of him.
Thanks, miss.
Okay, I flatten out the bead so it looks like a nice... I flatten out the bead, I make it look like a nice tasseled bookmark.
Oh, that's cute.
Do you like it better now? You can wear it like a little scarf. I know how you books like to wear your bookmarks.
Yeah, I guess it's okay.
You see, very clearly looks very proud of his bookmark.
Hey, cool scarf, Phil.
Yeah, shut up. Thanks, shut up.
It matches your glasses.
Shut up, thanks. Shut up. Everyone shut the fuck up and stop being nice to me.
Are you blushing?
No, shut up.
The cover was red.
Thanks, shut up. Thanks, go to hell. Fuck yourself.
Are you grateful?
I love
Philip,
you. Go fuck yourself.
Philip,
yeah?
Fucking
what?
Language.
What?
Don't use the
I fucking love you. Fuck. Thanks.
I kiss him.
Oh, thanks, miss.
So you guys see, it looks like there's some battle going on.
Oh. There's a battle. And so I am, can I look out to the sun to see if it is being fought by Cain?
Go ahead and give me, you guys are far away because you see these footsteps. Perception check with disadvantage.
Okay, there's a 7 and an 8, so, I mean, I don't know what you want to do. Do you want to just tell me everything?
I'll tell you
right
no.
I rolled a 16 with disadvantage.
Oh, there you go.
Even with a 16, I'll say what you can gather from it is that it seems like the sun is moving in such a way that it's not just, like, magic moving up and down. The sun looks like it's attached to a person's movements.
All right.
It's like strafing. It's not just like going up and down.
Got it.
It looks like when it quote unquote sets, it's like somebody going over a dune or something.
Mm.
This is like whenever I cast the incredible flaming sphere spell.
I hear them sing of it in old Zelbeldar.
I, in my head, see a montage of all the times their flaming sphere did not pan out.
It yes. killed two bats, okay?
Yes.
Two bats.
All right, let's hightail yeah. it towards this battle.
Do we want to disguise ourselves as cacti and sneak up so they don't notice us?
I feel like they're fighting hard enough that we can just walk up.
We okay. can actually, I think we can just totally sneak up. I think so, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, you guys can give me...
But you are already wearing a cactus outfit, I see.
I hollowed it out. I hollowed right. it out for you.
You guys can give me stealth checks if you'd like.
Cool.
As I had said last episode, hard place to hide.
18.
Okay.
Advantage from my hot shoes.
Mm.
Who gave those to you?
That's a nat 20 from Billy.
Sweet.
100 more gold come through the fanny pack.
I got a 15.
Is this 15. Her love okay. language?
You guys follow the footprints. You follow it for a bit. The sun gets bigger as you get closer. You are heading towards the sun, and you eventually do crest over a dune. And you see the Prophet Cain doing battle with Callista. Go ahead and actually, guys, now give me flat perception checks.
Okay.
13.
13.
18. 16. Zerk, with an 18, you can just see Callista. The rest of you guys, she just looks like a constant sunbeam. You just see the slightest outline of a fairy within the sunbeam,
But essentially what is happening is the sun seems to follow her as she moves, and there's a moving beam that goes through her, and she can kind of focus it at the person and then shoot arrows at them. Zerk, you see like a slight change in the beam as she's shooting arrows. And you guys see the Prophet Cain has a blindfold over his eyes. Does not, looks like actually a good person to be fighting Callista. Does not rely on sight, relies on his other senses. You see he's swinging his scythe around, dodging the sunbeam and flinging balls of necrotic energy into the sun as flaming arrows are shooting back at him.
So I'm guessing we can't look at her.
You just gotta squint really hard.
Yeah, Zerk saw her.
Hold on, if you put some goggles on and you squint really hard, it should be fine.
Zerk just
is wearing
saw
goggles. Okay.
Okay, can I just propose something fucking crazy?
Yeah?
We fucking secretly buff Kane so that he fucking wins this fight and then fight him afterwards. Then we retract our fucking buffs.
Interesting.
Is this insane?
Alright, so does it look like Kane is losing?
It looks, let me see.
I don't know which horse we want to buff.
I mean, I want them both to fuck each other here, up. Do we fucking watch this from afar?
Pop a squat on a dune?
Here's what I will say. With your guys' perception checks, Callista's harder to hit. Kane is harder hitting. That is the sense that you get. Dex versus strength, both look pretty evenly matched.
Should I just hollow out some more cacti?
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Here's the thing, I did stock a spell to fight someone throwing fire at us, but I really want to fucking fight Kane. Do you know what I feel?
Actually hear, as you get close, quiet enough that he's, because they're both fighting at a distance, so he's flinging these necrotic balls 60 to 80 feet away. She's shooting from like 100 feet away, like bouncing back and forth. And you hear him say in a low voice, as you guys like kind of hide behind a dune, with a passive perception of 25, you hear Kane goes,
"You want to give me a hand here? Or should I tuck myself away in a demiplane and let you take her yourself?"
I'm going to message him. And what of when she's dead? What, then you want to fight us?
I think we have the same goal.
What's your goal?
Kill Noxora.
What? I thought you were her little lapdog.
Don't really have time to talk about it right now, do I?
Can I do an insight?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a three. Plus three. Seven, so 10.
Could be a trick, but also, why the fuck is he here by himself, like, hoofing it? Like, you saw fly potions?
It's true.
Why wouldn't Moxora just teleport him?
You're right. I'm ready to fucking jump off this cliff no matter what. It's gonna be a good story.
As long
and
as we
Leonora told me that's what matters most.
Hell yeah. As long as we get a piece of him later, let's do this.
Let's do it.
Can I message him? Where's Bukvar? You tell me where Bukvar is, and I'll help you.
I think your friend's got him.
Irina?
Look, I'm throwing necrotic balls.
Yeah,
right,
okay, I understand. All right, let's fucking fight the fucking
sweet.
Sun.
Wait, everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
All right. That's a 16.
12.
18.
At the top of this round is Callista. I'm going to say that you guys aren't going to get a surprise round because she's in the middle of combat, but she is not going to attack you yet. You guys are like far off. You're maybe in her periphery, but she does not see you yet. Callista is, first things first, going to aim her sunbeam at Kane. You see Kane tries to dodge out of the way. He's going to pass his throw. Just takes half damage, but you do see he gets singed a bit and rolls out of the way. Then she is going to shoot three arrows at him.
We don't have to pretend to feel bad about that, right?
Oh no!
Oh no! Your cloak is even more torn up now.
She does 50 damage to him.
Oh!
After that, Fia, that is your turn.
Hey, Kane, how is necrotic damage doing on her?
Necrotic damage is doing just fine.
Like, really good or just rag?
Just fine.
Just fine, okay.
Y'all chose a weird time for small talk.
I'm just going to do a fifth level spirit shroud to give myself an extra 2d8 to my attacks.
Okay.
Sick.
That's a bonus action. And then I'm going to go try and find out how hard it is to hit her.
Sweet. You run in. Here's what I will say. If you run into the sunbeam, you will have to do the con save. If you don't run into the sunbeam, you roll with disadvantage.
Let's fucking do it, miss.
I'm going to actually need you, Philip, to cast Stone Skin on me. Thank you.
He casts Stone Skin on you. What does Stone Skin do? I don't remember.
It gives me resistance to bludgeoning, and it's basically like almost like Barbarian Rage.
Okay. So piercing it will help with.
So
but not fire.
I know. But it's not fire, though. Is it radiant damage?
I'm going to rule it. Despite the fact that the actual spell is radiant, she is like made of fire. This is sun fire. This is fire. I'm going to rule this is fire damage.
Nice.
If I fucking get hit, I'm going to lose concentration. I can't trust myself to get a con save, so I'm just going to roll with disadvantage.
Don't forget you have the mind sharpener.
True! I'm running into the sunbeam!
You run into the sunbeam. Go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
You see Kane shakes his head and goes,
fucking gutsy.
Shout out to the Duke crew! 4! I fail!
Yikes. Fia, you take 21 damage, fire damage.
Okay.
And then you may make your attacks regular. You see this being not made of fire, she's just camouflaged in it. Her body is much like in the way that Leonora was like made out of leaves. She seems to have like armor that looks like it's made of fire.
Okay. Mm. Well, I use my bonus action, so I'm going to just attack her.
Great.
That's a 3.
Yikes.
Oh my god, this has not felt good. Okay, let me just see what that would be.
She's just down there in a lounge chair. She's working on her tan.
She's drinking cactus juice.
Oh,
I was saving that.
I'm gonna chrono.
Okay.
It.
Great.
18 on the die. 27.
That is gonna hit.
Okay, so that is
And I'm gonna say this sunbeam has been reflavored, so this is fire instead of radiant damage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily blinding if you get caught up in it.
I'm assuming this does nothing, but it is a green flame blade, but I'm assuming that the flame won't do anything to her. Is that a correct assumption?
Yes.
Okay.
She loves it.
I love it.
That's
and then
her voice.
Human.
She doesn't get Bookvar's revenge, right?
Fiend? No, she's not a fiend.
Okay.
You are the fiend.
Huh?
Her throat is very dry.
Yeah, of course it's dry.
Maybe you should drink some water.
I live in the desert.
It's just you sound... You're
Why
gonna get,
would I drink water? I would die.
You're going to get...
Trying to kill me, human.
Just take some Robitussin.
Of course you are.
You have a nasty cough.
I would die from Robitussin.
Okay, 20 damage, nice. 9 of which is necrotic.
Ooh, rad.
And then that's what I'm going to do. Oh, let me do my concentration check, see if I absolutely fail that. I burn one of the things.
Sweet. She is going to...
I've rolled like 3 2s in a row.
She's going to, at the end of Fia's turn, legendary action, Fae step 30 feet back from Fia, keeping the beam on her and Kane, though. Mm-hmm. After Fia's turn, that is Zerk's turn.
So I want to try something I was fiddling with inside Leonora's book. Zerk, with one hand, holds up his gun... and just unloads on the sun. Just shoots a gun straight at the sun.
Rad.
Fuck you, sun. Then, with his other hand, he opens up his cloak. A robotic other hand appears. And as a bonus action, using sorcery points, he casts haste on Henry.
Holy shit.
Meta magic adept.
Quick blast, wow. Cast Callaway style.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Extra hand comes out. Casts haste on Hank.
Yeah, see, Zerk, I can see you trying to hit it. It's a big target. I just don't know what it's going to do.
I'm going to say we're going to treat this a little bit like hide, so go ahead and give me a perception check. You might get disadvantage unless you're all up in her business.
Okay.
I'm going to say you guys see kind of flickers of her, but as far as hitting her with like ranged attacks, it's a little bit tougher.
I'm sorry. I should have cut slits into cereal boxes for everyone.
And I will say a DC 20.
Beautiful. That's going to be a 22.
Rad. You once again see her form. Once you kind of catch her, you just basically don't blink and you keep following her. And you see this little outline of a fairy within the sunbeam.
Yeehaw. Let's shoot the sun.
Yeah.
That's just a 14.
14 does not hit.
Okay.
You see, I'll say that with her legendary action, she had just like misty stepped back as you took your shot, and you blink and you lose her and you're looking around again.
Okay, so it's really hard to hit the sun.
Too slow, Robitussin boy.
Just like, I take something.
I can't.
I
made a fire.
You sound real bad.
I do. But you are the bad one.
How's your skin?
My skin is fire.
Actually, I do have a spell that makes my skin fire.
Literally
and I've
radiant.
Been waiting so long to use it, I thought I was going to use it on you, but whatever.
She is going to spend 2 legendary actions and move beam. Zerk, I'm going to need a constitution saving throw.
Oh boy.
I also want to let you know that I have Philip, because he's concentrating on a spell for me,
you
I just sent
up.
Him to go.
Cool.
Like,
he's flying high. Up, yeah.
Fuck. Not good rolls. That's going to be, oh my God, that's a 10.
Yikes.
But I'm going to Flash of Genius and add 5.
15?
Yeah.
One short.
Oh,
you ouch. Take 32 damage.
God damn it. Yeah. All right, let's do a constitution save instantly for that focus on the haste spell.
Okay.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
It's a nasty sunburn, sir.
If you
my
have
goodness.
A dispel magic, you could also dispel the sunbeam.
DC 16 concentration check.
Okay. Thank God. That's a 19.
Maintain concentration. Hank, you are right next to Zerk. You see he just disappears in a beam of fire.
You need some aloe, dude.
You think I don't have aloe? Zerk pulls out the biggest tube of aloe you've ever seen.
I didn't tell you to chug it.
After Zerk's turn, that is Kane's turn. Kane is going to fling some more necrotic balls at Callista here. First
Do I like
one.
Kane? I can't. Comprehend what's happening.
Second one, shout out to the
I
two
do
crew.
I kind of like him.
Does 33 damage.
Nice. Okay, I like
it. Good him. Work, Kane.
Hey, you're the thanks. Main, Kane.
Bygones.
Yeah.
Sorry that I killed your mentor.
Almost as cool as when you killed my fucking mentor.
he's done some bad stuff, guys.
You stole my fucking book.
We're not hanging out after this.
I don't know. I have rose-colored glasses for the whole thing. That was kind of funny when he did that.
Hank, you didn't remember the jacket. Your memory sucks.
After Kane's turn, that is Hank's turn.
What is haste? How many attacks does haste give me?
You get an extra attack.
An extra attack? And I just got it.
Or an extra action.
And better AC.
Plus 2 AC, advantage on dex saves, which will be probably pretty good for some of this.
Great.
So, I'll clarify, this is also a pumpkin-flavored Dunkachino. A punkachino, if you will.
Oh, yeah, that's my birthday drink, baby.
One a year.
When is your birthday? We've never asked each other this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah,
it's definitely on Christmas.
I'm October 29th.
That's a good one. Yeah, no, mine's December 25th, unfortunately.
And I'm a leap year baby.
Whoa. Oh, God.
Okay, so I have 4 attacks.
Wow.
Because I got an extra one because we leveled up.
Oh, yeah. So are you running into the sunbeam?
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me a constitution saving
throw. Actually surfing into the sunbeam. Rad. Down a dune on a spoon.
Woo.
Give me the con save before you attack.
Did you do bad? Did you do a bad job, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, he looked down, audience.
I got a nat 1.
Oh,
okay. Con save. 31 damage. Aww. And this sunbeam mechanically is not blinding you guys because you guys are sort of fighting Callista like Medusa. You're kind of like looking down. You see mm-hmm. where she is from afar, uh-huh. get up close, and then kind of are like closing your eyes as you swing.
Mm-hmm. So these are...
But you are taking like the... You are lit on fire by it.
That's cool. All right, so I can take these attacks normal.
You can take these attacks flat now. You take the damage, you can attack flat.
Oh, fucking hell. All right, so that is an 18 to hit.
Misses.
A 26 to hit.
Hits.
And 2 13s.
Both miss. Jeez.
And I'll unleash the incarnation for Shank to attack
cool.
as well. Shadow in the fire. Fuck. Me. Shout out to the 2 crew.
Maybe you're the one who's dehydrated.
Yeah, you're starting to sound like fun in like a smoker way.
So of 5 attacks, only 1 hit. I'm gonna fucking action search.
Yeah, why not? You got these seeds.
I don't think you'll take 4 more, will you?
No, you just get 1 more 3. From the haste.
Oh, I see.
So yeah you'll just do your normal attacks.
Alright, so I'm gonna action surge, take 3 more.
Alright.
This is crazy. God.
Wow.
I rolled another nat 1.
Okay.
I just want everyone to know that Jake is using Murph's dice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you do?
What were you thinking?
These are unbalanced.
You've got a mixed bag of dice here.
Go fucking you get did me not some salt these. Water. and that is another, so it's and another 26.
Okay. So you got 2 hits.
2 hits.
Of what, 9 attacks?
9 attacks.
Or 8 attacks? No, 7 attacks.
I don't know. I think it was more, man.
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
So roll damage on 2 attacks.
We left our good rolls in New York.
The damage was high.
Great.
32 damage total.
Nice.
Okay.
You swing into Callista as she's burning up Zerk.
Please, just accept this chapstick.
After Hank's turn, that is Callista's turn. Callista is going to bonus action, face step away from Hank. 30 feet back. She is...
You don't have to run from me. I suck.
She is going to aim the sunbeam at Fia. Fia, go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw.
I think it's time for a crit. I got a 5.
28 damage, Fia.
Okay, let me see. I absolutely failed my concentration.
Yikes.
I burn another. That was 2 5s in a row.
Okay. Now she's going to take 3 attacks with her bow on Hank.
Okay.
First one's a 25 to hit.
Hits.
Second one is a 20 to hit.
Misses.
Third one is a crit.
Of course.
Oh my God, we're rolling terribly right now.
With the crit, 40 damage.
I am so fucked.
Yeah.
Are you down?
It's no. tough.
But, you know.
Okay.
Single digits over okay. here.
You hear Kane go, now, don't die too fast. We still gotta have it out, don't we?
I don't. You're
Are
gonna
you giving
to...
him a fucking pep talk?
Hey, I wanna win this one just as bad as you guys do.
No, you know what? Honestly, Kane, you're fucking showing up for this fight, and we are fucking... We've got fucking sand in our
I'm
eyes.
I'm not impressed by your roll.
Yeah, shit. No, Kane, we're rolling like shit.
Are you the man?
Are you the fucking man? What
I can't
the fuck
tell
is
if
going
I have 5 HP or
I'm
you're the man.
The man.
I can't go with you on this.
I'm sorry, Henry. Is it possible that both are true?
It has to be.
After Callista's turn, that is Fia's turn.
Oh,
Sophia, I'll tell you the same thing that I told Zerk, which is that if you want to do a ranged thing, you can do a perception check, okay. DC 20 to attack flat. Or you can run into the sunbeam and do it flat.
Okay, I'm just going to hit her. I'm going to take the damage.
She is 60 feet away from you at this point.
Yeah, I can run. What is my speed? 30 feet. And then I'm going to use one of my new spells called Meat Hook.
Holy shit.
I think back to the meat locker that Fia and Zerk once were in so long ago, and I conjure from my hand a meat hook. You whip a hooked chain out towards a medium or larger creature you can see within range. Make a melee spell attack against the target. If the attack hits, the target takes 2d6 piercing damage, and you pull yourself 30 feet closer to it.
Rad.
So I run within 30 feet and then basically do this bonus action meat hook.
Rad.
So is that a ranged attack?
That's a ranged attack.
Can I try?
Go ahead and make a perception check to see if you can see her.
That is a nat 1.
Oh my god!
These dice to us.
You know the general area that she's in, okay, but you're gonna have to roll with
disadvantage. Okay. With disadvantage, that's a 7.
7 does not hit.
We can't roll flat, so it doesn't.
Rolls.
I have nothing I can do.
Do you have it? Have you used an action? Was meat hook an action?
Meat hook is a bonus action.
Can you just?
But
shoot?
It is a spell.
I can toss you the crossbow.
I would let you take a crossbow from Hank.
Yeah.
Okay, with disadvantage. Chuck me a crossbow.
You see this?
What Josh Allen, tight spiral crossbow.
Grabs the crossbow, shoots.
Let's go, Bills.
A wooden arrow into the sun.
I have nothing else I can do. Okay.
Kill the sun.
A 13 and an 18. Do I add my dex to it? Is that what a crossbow is?
Your dex to it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's wintertime.
So
kill the sun.
So 13 plus 1 is a 14.
Does that, Murph, does that
it misses.
Do it?
I'm going to say, here's kind of the bonus to this.
God.
She's going to spend 2 actions and move the sunbeam towards Kane. She is not impressed by your performance. She's just like, okay, back to the fight we were having before.
That's good. Oh my god.
But how much sass was Kane bringing? Was he bringing the smack talk?
He was talking less. This is true.
Oh,
that's what they
god.
Call a feint. Don't worry, we're coming back.
Oh, I can't get over
you guys gone. Are here's the deal though. I guess you'd rather have it be going so bad instead of a little bad, because right now it looks like the only challenge on the battlefield is Kane.
It's rare that all three of us roll this bad.
Yeah.
This is insane. I have rolled sub 5
this is,
like throughout this entire
You guys
I rolled, like, 3 looked, nat
ones. Welcome to my life.
You guys see Kane shrugs his shoulders and goes, maybe I could have done both at the same time. I didn't realize.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, be honest, Kane. I would love to just dig myself a trench, turn myself into a little, like, desert mermaid, is what I'd like to do, because I'm feeling low.
We'll talk.
After
I'd like to take you out for wings. I
after
Fia's cool.
turn.
Stop being nice to Kane.
What did he do over
Kane did
me?
Try to kill Matilda. He did try to kill Matilda,
yeah, know,
in addition to killing Penley. After Fia, that
I'm
is Zerk's
so
turn.
I'm so low that I...
yeah, Zerk desperately tries to hold on to his hatred for Kane, but then he sees his cape billowing. Okay, Zerk's gonna do a little classic double up and cast Cure Wounds on himself, run to a dune, and then use a bonus action to use Spoonie to cast Cure Wounds on Hank.
Oh, great. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Second level, so it's gonna be 2d8 plus 10 mm-hmm. with Zerk's extra alchemist healing.
Yeah. You see that Spoonie fills up with the cough syrup of your choice.
yeah, I like the classic.
Vodka.
and that is the classic.
As a legendary action, though the sunbeam is on Kane, Callista looks at Henry and goes,
no liquids.
it's
is
so
this
viscous.
An airport?
I know.
It's barely a liquid, man.
It's smaller than 6 ounces.
A 27 to hit.
Oh my god.
You take, Jesus Christ, 38 damage.
I'm down.
No!
Oh,
even after the heal?
Even after the heal, yeah. That just got
me.
Me at 31.
Okay.
After that legendary action, that is Kane's turn. Kane is going to go ahead and shoot two balls of necrotic energy. Both of them hit that time.
Good for him.
Kane, how about a heal for your buddy?
For 58 damage, no joke.
Yeah, Kane's a goddamn hero this fight. Everybody loves Kane.
What's his fucking secret?
This is really making me laugh.
After Kane's turn, that is Hank's turn.
I'm embarrassed.
Hank, as you fucking die in the sun, go ahead and give me a death saving throw.
Here comes...
Drank the forbidden liquid.
It's basically Jell-O. It was a shot. Here's the nat one coming. That's a 13.
Okay.
All right. One save.
The second highest roll of the night for me.
After Hank's turn, that is Callista's turn. Callista, bonus action, another 30 feet back. She is going to shoot twice at Kane. And once at Zerk, because she saw him heal somebody. So Kane...
No, he saw Spoony heal somebody.
Saw Spoony try to heal somebody, that's true.
Oh, come from my spoon.
The two ones at Kane, one of them hits. Not a huge concern for you guys. Kane gets hit by a flaming arrow. You see his cloak lights up for a second. He pats it out. You tried to hide and get some cover. I'm going to give you the same deal I gave Fia. Go ahead and roll me a luck check. 11 through 20, you can get half cover by a dune.
Can I add my flash of genius to this?
No. This is pure luck. This is just the landscape, theater of the mind.
No!
Okay.
That's a natural one!
There you go.
That means he found one dune.
It is literally... This is the flattest sand you've ever seen.
Kane, we're not normally like this.
It kind of seems like you are.
No!
The last time I saw you guys, I was just chained up by some arcane chains. I couldn't move. You escaped. You all lived. I don't know what to say.
We've done some really cool stuff.
She tries to shoot you.
Zerk says this while pretending to be a cactus.
20 to hit you, Zerk.
Fuck me. That hits.
Okay. That is 25 damage, Zerk.
Okay. Because I healed myself, I'm still up.
Rad. Zerk stays up. After Callista's turn, that is Fia's turn. Okay. Fia, she is now 60 feet away from you. She went another 30 feet back.
Oh, I need to roll concentration again.
Okay.
Okay, concentration to see if I can maintain the haste. Although Henry's down, so it doesn't matter.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm making my death saves really fast.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that haste would drop if
he
died.
That's why you shouldn't have liquids. He probably had an energy drink. Those are dangerous.
What did liquids do to you?
Everyone
liquids,
saw her kill me with fire, right? It had nothing to do with the liquid.
Make me steamy.
Did you get invited to a pool party and did it go bad?
And then I turned to steam and everyone got burnt in the pool.
You seem like you'd be a hit at like a potluck, though.
You would be a hit at a potluck.
See, if you were drinking water, you'd be able to come up with a better insult.
Let me try to do a perception check to try to see her. 14.
You do not see her.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm
rolling. Make an attack with disadvantage if you'd like. Philip can give you the help action if you want to use Philip.
Ooh.
Yeah, I absolutely will. Cool. I will absolutely
roll
take
flat
Philip.
Then.
Okay.
I think I see her like over there. You see that little like ball of fire and that other ball of fire?
Yeah, I do. Thank you so much, Philip.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking helpful.
You're so helpful.
How did that fucking bookmark work for you?
You know, Philip, you said that with like a lot of sass. I mean, you understand. I thought I was coming to fight Kane.
Right.
And so he would do like lots of piercing damage. Uh-huh. And I didn't realize how fucking useless the spell would be. But I cast it anyway.
I know, but we're friends, so we like...
Yeah, you can roast me. Each yes, other. Especially we're doing so bad
we're
right
doing
now.
So bad.
And actually the roasting is kind of fun. Yeah. Okay. He's like,
you just have to laugh at the end of the day. Yeah.
Hank is just heart beating so fast in a fucking crater on fire.
I will get to you.
Just foaming at the mouth.
Okay. Please let me go.
I'm fucking going all out, and I'm going
to do
a sixth level because I have those now, even though we haven't restocked our spells. A sixth level guiding bolt.
Cool.
I have a +8 because I get a +1 to stuff from my quill. That's a nat one.
Oh my
Jesus.
No!
Christ.
We have to all go take a walk. This isn't right.
We're bulk recording, but after this episode, you guys need to like take a shower.
Okay.
Hey,
Is your dishwasher working? Because we got to load that thing up with dice.
Holy shit. I at least bonus action say Spoony. Wait, did Spoony already use his action, though? Or, like, what's that?
How often does that...
I would think his...
I'm going to say once per turn because it's supposed to be your...
Once per turn, action. But he probably acts on my turn.
But isn't it a bonus action to use it?
You have to.
I use a bonus action, so it's like it's background to my turn. Yes. So he probably.
But the mechanics of that is to stop you from using it a billion times.
Yeah.
So you guys can do it once per round, yes. But anyone can do it.
Spoony has to use his action.
Spoony uses his action.
But this is the top of the order.
That's what I'm saying. I think I'm his anchor okay. in
oh, that's
the initiative.
True, yeah.
Okay. So we go back to this. Okay. So Spoony.
We are rolling so many nat ones.
You really hate to give us a fucking.
Go ahead and roll me a luck check.
Throw us a bonus.
Wait, hang on. Roll a five or above.
We're doing
16.
Yeah. All right.
Bonus action. Bring Hank back
up. The tables have turned.
New rule.
You better run.
Spoony refreshes at the top of the round.
All right.
And then I send Philip. Go away.
Okay. Philip flies up. At the end of Fia's turn, Callista is going to go ahead and take a shot at her.
At Fia.
Ooh.
24 to hit.
Shield!
Ooh.
Fia, you
block
it.
Doesn't actually get me there, actually.
It doesn't get you there? You still get hit? Okay.
Still get hit.
You take 24 damage.
Okay.
How are you looking, Fia?
There goes my fucking concentration again. I have one last thing.
Mind sharpener.
Yeah. I have one last
thing. Oh, you're using the charges. Okay.
Zerk, that is your turn.
Okay. Zerk is also not looking great. Fia, how are you doing on health?
Bad.
Great. Oh. Well, this makes my job simple. I'll just heal people.
And you guys were gonna fight Moxora?
You were kind of thought about
this is
it.
Someone,
we're gonna have different dice when we do it.
Sunbeam and just jumping around and shooting arrows.
Does Moxora have Sunbeam?
I fucking hope not.
Okay, and I don't know what to tell you. I think I'm gonna start crying from laughing because what is today?
All right, you know what? We've all swallowed our pride. Kane, you're fucking cool as ice, man. We need you to help us.
Yeah, dude. Tell him it was awesome when he killed your mentor.
Don't make me do it.
Say that it was cool. And I'll help you.
You need this?
Nah, I don't need it.
From us?
No, absolutely. Actually, I'd rather we not talk.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Should I try to dispel the sunbeam or should I heal?
Whatever you feel good.
Okay.
I am going to go down soon. All right, great. Next hit, probably.
I'm going to try and get ahead of this.
Okay.
Hank's up. I'm hanging tight. I'm going to use collateral healing. I'll do a second level healing word on Hank.
Great.
And then I will use a third level cure wounds on Fia.
Thank you, Mr. Zerus.
Okay. Breathe a new life into me.
Okay.
Everybody come get some aloe. It goes right in the mouth. You can put it up the nostrils if you want.
No. Fucking aloe.
Snort it.
She's going to use two legendary actions to move the beam to Zerk.
It's gotta be Zerk.
Go ahead and give me a con saving throw. As you guys just see, he's enveloped in sun.
Zerk just chucking Ziploc bags full of aloe at his friends.
I just let it explode on my face.
This is.
Did you get a one?
What?
Oh,
dude.
My God.
This is insane. This is the worst fight you guys have ever had.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. Okay, I'm not going to fucking lie.
Guys, I've got to say.
No. I'm going to say, okay, Mr. Zerk, Mr. Henry, I am down to run. I am down to run, go take a short rest, get all of our fucking, take a short rest with our things, get a long rest, and then come back.
Should we just go have a snack?
I think we should.
You guys can get shot in the back still with arrows. It's up to you guys.
Yeah,
you guys, here's the thing. Here's the deal. Surviving is one thing, right? As far as winning the battle, you guys saw when it was just Callista and Kane, it seemed pretty even. So it seems like you guys will win this battle no matter what. The question is, do you want to run away to make sure you don't die? Is it better to do some damage and help Kane, or is it better to take less damage and try to get away? I will say, I will do the same thing I've done before, which is you guys have to roll luck checks to see if you can find a dune.
Okay, we're
how far are we falling?
Dude, she can shoot like 300 feet.
Oh my God. Let's stick it out because I think Kane's on our side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, we've come this far. We gotta stick it out. If we do really bad one more round, we're gonna look for Marriott.
Yeah. We gotta stick this out at least one more round, in which case we'll run.
This is absolutely one of the first times that I would totally run from a battle. But I say we stick it out.
Yeah.
And reassess.
We stick it out and we run if we have to.
Yeah.
We stick it out and we run if we need to run.
We leave the option open.
Yeah.
Why close the door?
The option's so fucking
let's
open.
Let's stay till the end unless we need to run.
So fucking open.
It's wide.
It's so open.
It's gaping. Fia, you get...
Oh, wait. Did you roll your You rolled your constitution saving throw.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I got a nat one.
But he had to take the
damage.
Did
you take your damage yet?
Not yet.
Well, can we resolve the heals first?
Oh, sorry, is that beforehand? Yeah. We didn't even get that?
Okay. Yeah, let me get their heals before you obliterate me.
Got it.
1 second. So that's going to be 15 plus 10, 25 for Fia.
Oh my goodness, you are so powerful. I'm going to tell Billy all about this.
Do you have her number?
Yeah.
Zerk, I just got a message from Billy. I'm gonna read it to you if you survive.
You see the message is just a rolled up dollar, like $500 bill.
I'm gonna read the amount to you if you survive.
General Grant. Is that who's on the $500 bill?
Maybe.
I thought so. I don't know.
It's Lincoln. It's Lincoln. Mm.
Lincoln's
this.
On the $500
also? He's on the $5 bill.
Yeah, what'd you say?
He said the $500
bill. Oh, the $500.
You thought Murph was guessing who
did
was
you
on
think
the five?
I was guessing who was on a five. How low do you think of me?
You have really selective knowledge.
I know it's on a goddamn five.
And even if he didn't, the
you have selective knowledge. Yeah. You know about bugs.
The guess would be better than
bugs
Grant.
Are cool.
Could you imagine not knowing who was on the five and guessing Grant?
16 for Hank.
Hey, thank you.
Yes.
Now, Murph, you may damage me.
William McKinley is on the $500 bill.
Great.
Wild.
Way to save your ass.
From the sunbeam, you take 29 damage, Zerk.
Oh, still up.
Damn.
Zerk stays up. That is Kane's turn.
Well. Looks like I have to carry y'all on my back.
Yeah, actually, please do. Yeah,
he's
going to
take some attacks.
You look real strong.
You're the man, Kane.
17, he misses.
You're honestly fucking cruel. It's insane.
Bygones be bygones, brother.
Please calm down. You see, he misses twice.
Shit, we're rubbing off on him.
Oh, no.
No.
You want us to run away? I feel like we're bad luck.
After poison.
After Kane, that is Hank's
turn. I'll fucking make out with you, man. What do you need?
What?
I'm definitely not hasted right now, right?
No.
No.
Unfortunately,
dude.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to take all four of my attacks.
Okay.
Including three attacks plus Shank.
Do you have a way to move 60 feet?
Couldn't Shank move and then you could trade with him?
Oh, yes. Good. Okay. Yes. Okay.
You summon Shank?
Yeah. So I move Shank ahead, I swap with him, and I run.
Okay. Do you want to get in the sunbeam? Or actually, you can do a perception check, DC 20, see if you see her.
I hit a 20 exactly.
Okay. I'll say with the guy's arm, it's got a little bit of reach. You get on the outside of the sunbeam and take a strike at her flat.
That's not bad. Shout out to the two crew.
Yeah,
on one of the three attacks.
That's bad.
Okay.
27
hits.
And a 20.
Both hit.
Great. Right.
And I'm going to roll for Shank too.
Okay.
Shank crit.
Whoa!
The tides are turning!
You see they surround the sunbeam, start stabbing in with their guy's arms.
Mm-hmm.
Look to be, you see the sort of camouflaged summer fairy within the sunbeam seems to be getting hit for once.
Guys, I think that our one sack was just impacted and we had to like massage all the ones out.
40 damage.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. That's Kane level, baby. Yes.
No joke at all. After Hank, though, that is Callista's turn.
And I'm gone.
She is so upset with you. She's going to phase step 30 feet back, then take some shots at you. First shot, 25 to hit.
It'll hit.
Second shot, shout out to the
one Huns. That's a natural one.
Yes.
Third one is cocked. Third one is a 17 hit.
That misses.
Misses. Okay.
Woo.
One hit, 29 damage.
She's so. I would be so down if any of those other ones hit me.
But you stay up?
Yeah.
All right. Good for you. After Callista, that is Fia's turn.
I think the only thing for me to do is to try to have Philip give me advantage on the perception check.
Great.
And then I'll just try to do more guiding bolt.
Great.
If I am able
yep.
to see.
Yep, Philip tries to help you narrow her down in the camouflage.
Okay, that is a 16.
16 fails. Disadvantage, guiding bolt.
Double digits, though.
Does a 19 hit.
With 19 just hits.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
So I'm doing a fourth level guiding bolt, but I can add my spirit shroud to this, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. 27 radiant damage. And now the next attack has advantage on it. So, that'll
be flat, even if people miss the perception.
So I used an action. I still have a bonus action. I think I still have Spoonie. I think I am going to command Spoonie to heal Zerk.
Okay, we have established that top of the round, Spoonie gets his action.
Top of the round. And
top of the round is Fia's
Okay, go ahead and use your bonus action. You're going to heal Zerk.
Yeah.
Great, you heal Zerk. Zerk, roll your own cure wounds plus 10.
Will do.
She is going to take a bonus action and shoot Hank again.
Hey, he's drinking. He's drinking now.
All right, good point. I'll shoot him.
No, wait, shoot me.
Actually, this is emergency powder that's dry. I like to crunch it up.
25 to hit, Zerk.
No, come on.
25 to hit.
Oh, sorry.
34 damage, Zerk.
Hold on. Let me make sure that I'm that down. I'm pretty sure I'm down. That's
even with the heal?
With the heal.
That's 12. That's 22. 25. Fuck. I have 25 HP. What'd you do?
34.
I'm down.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I really feel guilty.
Good God. Okay, we need to run.
After Fia's turn, Zerk, go ahead and give me a death saving throw.
First, Zerk spits right at the sun.
Go ahead and give me a death saving throw. Oh,
can I do an attack roll for my spit?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me it with mega disadvantage.
That's good. You rolled a d20 and got... Yeah,
that's
you got
16 and a 6, so that's probably going to miss.
Yeah, you spit...
Do you add dex to spit?
And you don't spit it immediately back in your own face, which is a victory.
Impressive.
You crit on the spit.
I was trying to feed that scorpion over there. Okay, that's an 18.
That's a pass.
Great.
Huge.
After Zerk's turn, she's going to take a legendary action to shoot Henry...
I'm going down,
and that's
too.
A 19 to hit.
That misses.
Misses.
Oh, wait.
No, sorry. It hits.
Okay.
Oh,
I no longer
I didn't
have
know
haste.
You were that close to falling.
I got up, back up there, but I think I'm back.
31 damage, Henry.
I'm down.
Okay. Hank drops. After that legendary action, that is Kane's turn. Kane is going to take two shots on her. One hit, 35 damage. Fia, you still have eyes on her. She looks messed up. After Kane's turn, she takes another shot. She's going to take it at Kane. She misses. That is all her legendary actions. That is Hank's turn. Hank, go ahead and give me a death saving throw.
12.
12 there passes. There we go. After Hank's turn, that is the top of the round. That is Callista's turn. Callista gets three attacks. She's going to take two attacks on Kane and one attack on Fia to try to take her out.
Oh.
That is a miss on Fia, but a hit and a crit on Kane. She does 75 damage to Kane. You see,
shit.
Boom, boom, boom. Fia, you see he shot like three times in the chest and his cloak like lights on fire. You see fucking Zerk and Hank are out. Fia, that is your turn. But you can see you had eyes on her last turn. She's starting to look messed up. I mean, not even starting to look messed up. She's on death's door.
I'm going to just... Philip, we're trying to see her.
All right. Okay, so I see one orange ball in an orange line.
Okay, dirty 20 to see her.
Okay, yeah, that orange ball right there, that's her.
Okay, so I'm just going to now, another fourth level guiding bolt. Has anyone hit her? Has anyone tried to hit her since I did that? Because the next attack should have had advantage.
So you will actually get advantage.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Because you saw her, and there now you're using guiding bolt.
Incredible.
Definitely going to hit. Ooh. That's a 27.
27 hits. I will say, I think Kane maybe hit her, but he did not roll with advantage, so I will give advantage to you.
Okay. Oh, hell
oh
yeah.
Oh my god, that looks so much better than last time. 41 damage.
Fia, finish her.
Okay.
Yes.
I use my bonus Lord. Action, and I say, Spoonie, gut her like a fish.
Please let him heal me just a tiny bit before he does
no,
it.
No,
so
there
see
will
it.
Be time.
I want to watch him do it.
You guiding bolt.
Wait, put the sunscreen in the spoon first.
You guiding bolt. You throw Spoonie with the guiding bolt. Strikes Callista in the face. You see that as Callista dies, there is an explosion as if the sun itself combusted. You see the ensuing wave of fire coats the sand, turning it to glass, and creating an ascending staircase into the sky. Here's what I will say, Fia. After your turn, these guys are still knocked out, so they're still doing death saving throws.
Okay, actually, ooh. Can I actually use Spoonie to bonus action heal Mr. Zerk?
Yes. Okay.
I just wanted to do it to
great
be a joke.
So Zerk, you pop back up. You are going to go before Hank. Would you like to bring Hank back up?
Absolutely, yeah.
Great. Okay. Use a healing spell to bring Hank back up.
What did I miss?
Turns out the strongest blade was a spoon.
I knew it all along.
So I'll say that these glass steps leading up to the next ring, mm-hmm. to the last ring, give off a glow. But other than that, this is a dark desert. Because now that Callista is dead, the sun has completely fallen out of the sky. So you guys are in this cold desert, like a bitter chill has sort of overtaken you as you guys have been left here. You guys see Kane in the glow of the stairs, pats his jacket, and finishes putting out the fire from like one of the arrows that hit him.
Cool move.
Puts his hand out, makes a blue flame, takes his scythe, makes a circle in the sand, and goes,
all right, circle of trust. Let's see if we can't make a deal.
And that's where we'll end our session.
I'm already going to say yes to the deal.
How can you say no?
Yeah.
I just feel like a huge loser. I can't say no.
We've got no leg to
you
stand on.
You guys are low status
the
right now,
the fact that he even
sure.
wants to circle of trust with me is like huge.
This could be so big for us.
Sweet guys, thank you all so much for listening. You can head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD, don't sing yet.
Okay.
To listen to our after show. Does anybody have anything they'd like to plug?
I'd like to plug Outlaws and Obelisks, which is the Three Black Halflings show, actual play show that I was on and am still on. And so go listen to it. Go listen to it from the start. I hopped on around episode 5. And it's a great time.
Oh, give her a listen.
Yes.
Wow.
Insane energy.
Wow.
Just like an old man popping out of the hills.
You know, it's been
podcast plenty.
Listen to Three Black Halflings as the prospector has told us to do. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to plug?
Yo, you guys, we have 6 live shows coming
insane.
Up.
Insane.
Yeah. 6 live shows.
Whoa.
Live shows in Boston, in Chicago, Minneapolis, in Vancouver, Seattle, and San Francisco.
Wild.
We are looking at January. We're looking at February. Okay?
Get ready. 6. That's half the number of ones we rolled in this episode.
All of the tickets... All of the tickets are on sale right now.
Go to nadpod.com/live. Is that correct?
Nadpod.com/live.
Sweet.
Get over there.
Yes.
Check it out, everybody. Anything else?
I would love to plug our shop. The holidays. The holidays are coming.
What happened to you?
I don't know.
Who are you?
I think we all lost ourselves this last episode, and we'll find ourselves.
I've been hollowed out by that fight, and the only thing that will make me feel better is a little retail therapy. Head to shop.nadpod.com. We got some fun stuff there, and if you want it by the holidays, you got to get it quick.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Sweet, guys, check that out. And you can follow us on social media that we may or may not use. At CHMurph is me, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Axford's Emily, and at Jake Hurwitz is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NEDDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation. We are the youth of the nation.
I don't even think we deserve to sing that time.
Well, 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 it is time to thank our benevolent Council of Elders, starting with Brad D., Jeffrey S., Halder Frostback, Steelbreaker, and Matt M. Worshippers of the Summer Fairy Callista, they believe that the dryness is next to godliness. Never use lotion and only eat sand. Even the dry toads think that that is a bit much. Jordan DJ, Cutter W., Jibe G., Dylan B., and Dungeon Mama, vultures who started circling the third mates during their battle with Callista but lost their appetites after watching the fight and seeing how truly pathetic they are. Danielle, the Dastardly Dame, Andrew M., Beardman Dan, Scott D., and Danny P., the Prophet Kane's team of personal tailors. Their job is to make sure his cloak and hat look tattered in a way that is so badass even his enemies want to befriend him. Mixologist, Michael McD., Vincent W., Victor T., and Andrew B., the tree farmers who grew the long rest seeds that the Leonora gave to the third mates. The trees also yield a sap that the farmers make into a delicious syrup. Unfortunately, it's illegal to sell because it's basically maple-flavored cocaine. Wow. Justin I., Ragnar Fairdwind, TJ M., the gnome barbarian Elena M., and Trele, the Crayfe, a group of alchemists that created a sunscreen so strong it actually gives you a legendary resistance. The only downside, of course, is that it's impossible to rub in and it looks super dorky, so there's a strong chance you'll be humiliated to death before you even attack. Jared E., Austin Bonesaw, MR, Damiel R., and cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, and also, of course, Gage M., Callista's team of nutritionists. They keep telling her she needs to drink water or she will die, but unfortunately she just can't hear them over the sound of her raspy, dehydrated breathing. Filbert the Fabulous, Richard X. Machina, Michael L., Trask the Traveler, and Sir Carl the Kane Train, a group of Prophet Kane superfan who fans who follow him around wherever he goes. They also wear bandages over their eyes and as a result often get lost, which is why the third mates have never personally encountered them. Watch out for cacti, Kane Train. Be very careful out there. Jory S., Callum L., Jack L., Flawless Whale, and Sam L., caretakers of the Womp Swamp, a bubbling sinkhole where D&D players go to retire their bad dice. The two crew is currently booking a week-long stay. Nicholas C., Mike H., Uchimuluk, the Baby Bronze Dragon, Matthew E., and Colton B., Dune Buddies. They're a group of adventurers who hang out in the Summer Fairies Ring because they love diving into huge dunes of sands. That must be where all the dunes the third mates were looking for went. So thank you for that. Megan S., Knee Badger, Panama James, Cummins the Bard, and Captain Sigil, the cobblers who made Kane's boots. Knee Badger said, "I want these babies to just scream Hunter," and Cummins the Bard insisted they draw Skulls and Dagger into the treads. A worthwhile endeavor. Nathan C., Grace G., Diana, CC Lulu, and Barnzenator, the invisible wind elementals that were whipping around everyone's weapons and causing them to miss. So that is why the third mates rolled so poorly. It all makes sense now. Michelle O., Alex W., Timmy R., Jonathan W., the croc-wearing warrior, Lucas B., and Aaron S., a group of very judgmental books who saw Philip hanging out with these pathetic humans and have formally banned him from their library. A library is kind of like a clique or a club for books, of course. It's Kevin, Bionic Pookie, New York, KDW, Cass, and Stephen C., granola makers who have been slipping long rest seeds into their proprietary blend of oats and quinoa for when you wake up and immediately need another long rest. Michael M., Mike K., Joy T., Nick W., Taylor A., and Esme M., Callista's archery instructors who repeatedly warned her she'd probably want to get a fireproof quiver if she wanted to continue the hobby in any sustainable way. Too bad she didn't listen. Kelsey C., Nathan, Casimir the All-Knowing, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Eric McD., and Giant Monsters on the horizon. Executives at Zoom looking to implement Batilda mode, which is where you all become whirling blobs of ink for a while. Super fun, but bad for productivity. But you know what? Fuck it. Who cares? Gulia, Julia, Thrath, Burly T, J Dragonborn, Joro the Inapropo, and Cody B. Henley and Walder's couples therapist. Yeah, they're all getting panic texts from Kenley and Walder. And Cody B actually saw Walder out with his teal scarf and knew they were in for it. Liam D., This Andrean, Ben A., Dave H., and Koala Bear, founders of the Kane Fan Club. They spend all day on message boards arguing that Kane's badass fighting style totally outweighs the fact that he killed Zerk's mentor. You know what? Fucking let me on those boards too. Catherine S., David K., Christian S., Dustin S., Keith K., and Connor F., Eldermore and Paparazzi, who will release photos of the third mate's terrible showing against Callista unless they are bribed. Luckily, Billy has them covered, and then some. The Time Walker, Two Left Eyes, DPC is often Blair the Bug Blair, Barblarian, and Pork Chop, the team of investors that have made Billy so rich and provided +3 plate mail to all future NADPOD characters. My God. What a come up. Chenille M., Thomas B., Valacy Raptor, Minette F., Pat L., and Achutha A., the Knights of Aloe. These brave guardians wander the desert and heal travelers of their vicious sunburn for the low, low price of 500 gold per squirt. Billy, we need you. Lauren H., David M., Elias Hawthorne, Alex H., and the eldest, Barry, a group of mischievous green tweens that unfortunately uploaded the Callista fight to YouTube. No, luckily no one knows who the third mates are. Yes. Ryan S., the Bone Duster, Robert Crisp, Brentley C., and Micah B., the elite team of relationship counselors it's going to take to settle 1,000 years of dispute between Walder and Kenley. Ploops, Carly Ann, Lori P., Seth A.J., and Spam Gaming, the not-so-skilled gamer. A crew of friends who went to Callista's domain for summer break. On the plus side, there was a lot of sun. On the minus side, they were incinerated. So yeah, that's a sunburn for you. Connor Savage, Christopher J. Pebblepot, P. Leviathan, and Biocourt 7, the bravest warriors to ever enter the summer ring. They offered Callista a cool Dasani. Oh my God, you don't want to meet that heat. Remington CD, Ambidextrous, Thrill of the Fright, Sullivan H., and Trub Hop Dropper, the dice devils that cursed the two crews dice this week. Only Diced Christ can save us now. Sydney T., Matt Y., Alex C., Lindsay W., Champs Wild, and Valen. Sand Dune Surfers in the Summer Ring who were going to party with the third mates till they saw how pathetic they were. So rain check on that, pals. Sprite Pepsi, Carlin C., Jake, CCA, and Matthew J., Prophet Kane's personal trainers. We all thought it was overkill that he was training so hard, but you know, then Kane really held his own in that fight. With literally no help from us at all. T.R.A.P., Noah, Estelle, Baron S. Sebastian's romance partner from the Baronies, Conflicted DM, and Justin L.B., Diced Christ patrons who we would love to sit down with and just figure out what we did wrong, what we did to wrong you, and why did we make you so upset. Dandy, Jennifer R., Clifton A., Richard G., M. Barber, and Marcos P. Nat20s, who decided to take a group vacation during this episode. Oh, nice. That's fun. Hope you guys had a great time because, you know, we did not. Pup Kalish, Gabriel M., Learns the Balance Druid, Dakota JP, and Pagos, the self-proclaimed Fae Prince, dermatologist who would encourage everyone to wear sunscreen, and it is for that reason that Callista has banished them from her domain. Tracy P., the Crick Elf Librarian, Andy E., Scrumpy Bog Pipe, Holly Hyena, and Anthony A., Bakers, who can actually turn the long rest seed into a delicious sesame seed bagel. I won't give you any of the benefits of the long rest once it's been baked, but damn, does it go nice with cream cheese. Abigail, maybe, it's okay. Egg Infinitum, of course. Sloth King 777, Cal Can't Commit, and Commodore. Phillips Screamo Emo Band. They write decent lyrics, but no one plays an instrument, so it's kind of like Dashboard Confessional a cappella. So in other words, it is awesome. Edison N., Russell H., Neos, Laura R., and Kira. Callista's calligraphers are in charge of decorating her house with cutesy little sayings like, fuck all humans and I'm gonna kill all the humans. It's very sweet. Logan H., Sean G., Morgan M., S. Ticker, Zachary A., and Stephen E. own and operate a quiet room that the third mates plan to sit in for a long, long time. Keep the clock running, folks. We have a lot to reflect on. Thank you all.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.